This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rolls. Dynamic banter.
You don't have to throw so fast. Why you gotta throw so fast? You don't have to throw so fast.
Sounds like an Electric Mayhem.
You don't have to do it so fast.
You don't have to do it so fast. What the fuck you doing so fast?
That hurts.
I know, man.
Dude, the day after, or the when I was done with the voiceover thing,
yeah,
I was like,
dude, I'm telling you, I was making myself some throat coat tea.
Yeah. Oh, smart.
I have some boys that do some gravels and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know when we can talk about what we're talking about. But one day we'll talk about how Mike and I have been working on a cool thing that's not necessarily something we are doing. Remember we were like, man, it would be really cool if someone who liked the show would like cast us in something.
Is that what happened?
Well, I mean, this is a friend. These are friends, but like it's kind of like that.
You don't want to know so much.
It's more that than it's our thing.
Yeah.
So we can't talk about it yet.
Well, it's not our thing, and that's for sure. But we were involved. And that's always fun when the inside comes to be outside. It's like when you see your friends. Yes, it is a jackpot in the life. And it's like when you see your friends in the airport, and you're like, oh, that's not, I didn't expect that. We didn't expect to see you out here.
Dude, it's like I say sometimes, you don't have to do it so fast.
You don't have to do it so fast. Why are you gonna do it so fast? You don't gotta do it so fast. You don't gotta do it so fast. You don't gotta do it so fast. Why you gotta do it so fast? You don't gotta do it so fast. You don't gotta do it that fast.
You need to fill it with your cum.
You're not it, don't be ridiculous.
I just won $250,000. I just won $250,000.
I just won
$250,000. King of the city.
Actually, I thought we wanted to talk to the mayor real quick up at the top of the show. We got something to announce to the mayor, don't we, Mike?
Please.
Should we call the mayor and announce?
Yeah. I blocked the number on my phone.
Shit.
So if you still have it, you can.
I'm trying it right now. I called my toy guy. That was the wrong number.
You got a toy guy?
I got a toy guy.
Dude with the fucking trench coat.
You know, like, it's more like James Bond. You know how James Bond had that, come here, Mr. Bond. I've got a pen here that when you click it.
Yeah, yeah.
It makes fart sounds.
Yeah, this is exactly what you need.
Yeah. This looks like a regular telephone, does it not, Mr. Zaragoza?
Did I give you one of these?
What is this? Oh, is this it?
It's one of these.
We gotta talk to the mayor about it.
We have to talk to the mayor about this?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is a different one.
What?
No, this is it. Oh, we gotta tell the mayor.
Yeah, okay.
We gotta tell the mayor.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Beautiful mayor t-shirt.
We got a new mayor t-shirt.
It says,
guys.
Re-elect the mayor. Direct line to democracy 2023. And it does look like a t-shirt that you would catch for free.
Absolutely. Like the mayor in 1970.
Dude, I want to shout out the person who designed it. And I think his name is Jake.
The Snake?
Jake the Snake Roberts designed this t-shirt.
Jake the Rake.
Jake
Landscaping.
A Rake Roberts.
Dude, I'm in a real rut today, Michael.
Why? What's going on? How can I help?
I just tell you, man, sometimes... Sometimes there ain't nothing worse than leaving your home, dude.
Uh-huh.
and being far, so far away
from your home,
and realizing that you didn't put on any goddamn deodorant.
Jake Hamilton. Do you want to borrow some deodorant?
No,
thank you, Jake Hamilton.
No, it's not like it's just one of the, but you know what I mean? You've known this feeling.
Yeah.
When you're like, you go out and you're like, oh fuck, I forgot. I fucking forgot.
And then you're kind of in the middle of a crowd and you smell something and you're like, whoa, somebody smells.
Someone smells like me.
And then a bunch of people walk by and no one's like next to you for a while.
Right.
And then you're like, I shouldn't still smell it. A bunch of people I thought it was walked away.
Right. Ew, who's gonna BO real bad?
Still, after all this time.
I feel like the smell's following me.
Someone smells no matter who walks by.
My toy guy calls when he's got a new toy.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time they come out with a new toy.
He's like, there's a new toy. Well, it's Toys of Interest for me. TOI. My toy.
That's crazy, man.
He's my toy guy. My toy, TOI, yeah. Toy of Interest for toys.
Yeah.
You know, we're That's talking fine. Toys. You don't have a toy guy?
I don't, not anymore.
Kevin.
No. Santa used to be my toy guy. My
Santa's everyone's toy guy.
Yeah.
God bless. Whoa. So here we go, man. This is a really cool shirt. We should talk to the mayor about this.
Dude, it's so important to be political and to support the mayor.
It's... Can I write that down?
Yeah.
It's so important to be political.
You want to be two things in your life. You want to be tall and political. And you're going to want to support the mayor.
President Abraham Lincoln was tall and political.
Those are his two main characteristics. Also beard, but that comes three. You don't have to have a beard to be tall and political is all I'm saying. And you could support the mayor.
The mayor's office. We are doing loads of drugs.
I'm just figuring out
which phone I would like to use. This one's good. Hello? That one's also good. That's just like a cake built up to look like a phone. I'm gonna take a bite.
Hello, is this the mayor? Mayor, are you there? Mayor!
Huh?
Hey, is this the mayor?
This is the mayor's office.
Oh, it's the mayor's office.
Who should I say is spooky? To me.
Well, can you give a message to the mayor?
We're going to have to speak up. I got the whole band in the office. Hanging out with the boys and girls in the band. Hello?
Quiet down for a second, I'm on the phone.
I invited a different band into the office.
Guys! Get out of the office!
I'm trying to take phone calls in the back of the door. Emma? When did you pick up that phone?
So, Mayor, here, I wanted to tell you that we have a new shirt. Mayor, can you please leave a message for the mayor?
We're making roast and rink around my desk.
Can't understand a word you're saying. But Mayor, I want you to know that we've got a new shirt out. It's coming out. Is it out now? They can pre-order it now.
Get the shirt.
It's a shirt.
I don't know about no shirt.
Mayor, we made a shirt.
I lost my shirt in a poker game last night.
Mayor, what's your size? Yeah. Not your penis.
Miller size.
We gotta send you a size medium.
Send me a size you would send John.
A meteor.
I gotta get the shirt so I don't get set up with me. Put me in the shed, coach. I'm ready to go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Anyway, get that shirt.
I get worried about it.
So I didn't put on deodorant, and so I feel like that. I don't need your deodorant, Mike. I thank you for your offering. I know that that's, that's like, let me borrow your toothbrush territory.
It's similar, I guess.
It's similar.
Yeah. I put my deodorant in my mouth. Kevin has some.
No, that's fine.
Kevin, let me borrow your toothbrush.
That's fine. We're just sitting here. It's not like we're overexerting ourselves.
I can't smell you, so it doesn't bother me.
And you won't.
It's like a threat. I'll rip that nose off.
One time I didn't have deodorant on, I forgot, and I was like, I was like, dude, no, man. Don't even worry about it. I'm just one of those gross celebrities that smells like shit.
Yeah, sure.
Like Helen Mirren.
I'm one of those notoriously gross-smelling celebrities. Like Hal Sparks.
So, Mike, listen, we don't normally address stuff like this. Because, we're a couple of goofs.
Yeah.
And we certainly love our gags.
Happy Pride Month.
Happy Pride to you. Happy Pride to all our gays out there.
The most versatile band.
Hello? The promo picture. So, what were we saying? What was I just saying?
You were saying.
Oh, we don't normally address this kind of stuff, but today I'd like to address very quickly the end of last week's episode. Oh, God. Why would you do
this? I don't remember what happened. What happened?
Kevin is really upset. Kevin hates it. That's so funny.
Okay, what is the... Let's walk us all through it. Let's pretend we weren't here last week.
Okay, so what happened last week was we were about to read a pretty interesting history roast. And then the show ended.
The wind. I think we all agree that the wind was picking up a lot.
That's right. And some people were a bit confused and were inquiring if that was intentional.
Were they upset? Did they get upset?
Well, they were just confused. There was a thread on the subreddit, I think, where someone was saying, was this intentional? I was really excited about that history road.
Yeah. Which one was it?
We don't even know, and who cares? I will say this. The reason why I wanted to address it is because, sometimes that happens. But you know what else happens sometimes?
Rainbow.
Is episodes where we read a bunch of history roads. And I think we should do that. I think we should catch up on a bunch of history roads today.
Sure. Can I say shows before that happens?
Absolutely.
I'll go now. Tonight, I'm in North Park, San Diego. More information about that on MikeFalzone.com. On the 15th, I got Don't Tell shows in Long Beach. So if you're around the Long Beach area, you got to come on. On the 18th, I'm at the Irvine Improv with Pablo Francisco. And it's going to be great.
Pablo Francisco!
Yeah, and they'll probably rescind this pretty soon. But as of right now, I have like unlimited guest list.
Whoa!
So if you're anywhere in the Orange County area, you could text me for guest list at 818-722-8682.
Is that really a phone number I can call right now?
Yeah, it's been a phone number for months now. On the 4th of August, I'll be doing a longer set in preparation for future specials with JF Harris called Jokes in Progress. You can buy tickets for that now. All of those are on MikeFalzone.com. I got yelled at for updating the website, and then I updated the website, and I'll keep the website updated. Also, I believe, I haven't gotten word on this yet, but I think you could buy tickets to Surrounded tapings in Montreal, and I'll talk about that as soon as I have a tangible link for you guys. And the crowd, we're going to really
crowd
wear
loves
off.
No, the crowd loves everything you're saying, dude.
And tickets aren't available for this yet, but the next Surrounded show in the main room of the Hollywood Improv is September 1st. Can I tell you somebody I asked to be on the Surrounded show who said yes?
Was it Ozzy?
Exclusive drop. I think Malcolm's going to do it.
Whoa! In yeah. New York?
No. In the Hollywood Improv. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Which show?
The Surrounded show.
Which one? Which date? What's the date? Tell me when it happens. September 1st
at the Hollywood Improv, and I'll let you guys know when tickets for that are available.
Fuck yeah, dude, that's exciting.
And that's all the things I have.
I love that, dude. Can we talk a little bit about Pablo Francisco?
Uh-huh.
When I was a kid, I would watch Stand Up Spotlight.
Yeah.
That was a TV show. I think it was on VH1 maybe.
Sure.
And it was like, that's where I first saw Rosie O'Donnell.
Mm-hmm.
Was on Stand Up Spotlight. She would do stand up there. And that's where I first saw Pablo Francisco.
Yeah.
And that dude made me laugh a lot.
Dude,
when
I was a little kid,
I was like, this guy's so funny. He's talking about pee-pee. Yeah. He's like doing all sorts of fun.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah,
impression.
He does a great Arnold Schwarzenegger impression.
The movie guy, the movie voice
guy. Yeah, movie phone guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or the In a World. Yeah. That guy. Yeah. And, but yeah, I didn't know he was still hustling.
Yeah.
Is he like just as good?
He's incredible.
He kind of sucks now.
No, I don't think so.
Like you're doing a show with him.
I don't
him,
think I've
like,
done a show
suck?
With him, but I do remember loving him very much.
That's
and I'm
awesome.
I'm excited to do a show with
I
him.
I might come check that out.
You got a cat.
Is that a what,
it's in
what
Irvine.
Night
I can get you guys
week
in.
Is that?
I don't know, but I could check right
can
now.
Can we look?
I said it is the 18th. So I guess I'll open up the calculator app. Kevin is
Kevin's
upset.
Kevin's real upset with me today.
It's on
well, he's
Tuesday.
Upset that I talked about the end of the last episode.
Next Tuesday night. So if you want to come, let me know. Hit me up wherever I'm available.
Adam put a barbecue in the office. We did a barbecue in the office.
Can we get a line to the mayor, please? Is this the mayor? Mayor, I wanted to announce we've got a t-shirt and it's you're the subject of the
t-shirt.
I'm talking. You're the subject of the t-shirt.
What do you mean?
You're the subject of the t-shirt.
How much money do I get for a t-shirt? Says my name, says the mayor.
What's that?
Says my name, says the mayor.
I'm sorry, what? The line is kind of not clear.
I gotta check out my bank.
The choir always going full blast in his office. Man, I worry about him.
All right, well, let's just do a bunch of History Roads. Let's jump in and have a great time today.
Sure.
Sometimes I like when my toy guy calls and I've got lots of and he's got lots of cool toys.
No, I'm going to have to ask you to elaborate just a little bit on that. You said, and correct me if I'm wrong, sometimes I like when my toy guy calls. Because he has a lot of...
That's the end of History Roads.
Oh, that would have been so funny.
Even sooner than before the ads. No ads. We just we got rogue.
It was such. That's our most expensive joke ever. That was ever done.
That's a good bit.
I hit myself in the tooth so hard.
Don't you know that's what it is? That's rock and roll, dude. Rock and roll is sometimes cutting your thumbs on your guitar strings and bonking your touche on a microfilm.
We ain't chipped. I was trying to see if we're chipped.
Everything's clear. We're all clear.
Oh.
All right. This is what? You put this up?
You did this?
You put us up to this? Things people don't say in real life.
Who put you up to this?
Who put you up to this? No one says that.
You put us up to this?
I don't trust people who say that. Unless you're British or something. That's kind of fun.
Who put us up to this?
Oi, who put me up to this?
Who's responsible for butt me up is
CID.
Hey. What's the theme here? I told somebody else that story the other day, and I lost my
Which
shit.
One?
Dude, do you remember? I think it was Delman's bachelor party.
Oh, the
And we went to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And he has a friend from England who walked into like a really wacky themed restaurant, but we couldn't figure out what it wasn't even a themed restaurant. It was just like there were stuff all over the walls, and it looked almost like a rainforest cafe, but then there were like Aztec stuff and like weird paintings and all this stuff. It was right. What's the theme here?
What's the theme here?
And I still think about that all the time. One of the funniest What's things the somebody said. Right. Like, we're all, like, looking at the menu, like, oh, drinks are expensive here. Oh, crazy night in Vegas. This is nuts. And he's like, what's the theme here?
That's great. Yeah, nobody gives a shit about that guy.
So funny.
That guy's observational. He wants to know what's going on.
Very good. Observational only.
That's kind of like the, what is this slime? From what is this? When we were in Universal Studios.
Dude, so funny to look down at a spigot and be like, oh.
What is this, slime?
What's this? Dude, that was like... the grumpiest dad shit to say.
Because you're like, ugh.
Fuck. What is this, slime?
God, are we going to get hit with slime?
Nothing worse than thinking you're going to see a movie and then you see a drippy
nozzle. Yeah, you're like, fuck, I'm going to get hit with slime.
Damn, this is going to be mist and it's going to smell bad.
They're going to blast my face with some weird shit.
What was that?
It was a Despicable Me, like motion simulator.
Sure. What is this?
You know Despicable Me with the Mimian?
Mimiums?
Mimiums.
Yeah.
Those banana boys.
Yeah.
They love eating bananas. You know what I'm talking about?
They look like little bananas.
They do look like
They look like
bananas.
Banana nuggets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Banana I've never nuggets. Seen that movie. I don't know what
I've
that
also
was about.
Never seen it either. But I know those minions get into all sorts of trouble.
Let's guess what it is about.
I bet it's like...
It's like lemmings.
I think I know at least this much. I know that the Despicable Me movie is about like an evil scientist.
The Despicable Man.
Yeah, it's like a villain movie.
Yeah.
A cartoon about a villain.
It's the cartoon Joker.
It's a cartoon Joker. Yeah.
Pixar Joker.
And this guy was meant to be the boy, the guy. This guy's name is like Groot or something.
Yes.
I am Groot.
From The Office. Groot from The Office.
Yeah. And they were like, this is the guy, and these guys, this is going to be our new Shrek. But what they did was they put these little cute toys in the background.
He was supposed to be the Groot.
He's supposed to be the Groot. Yeah, exactly. And then they put these like little banana nuggets in the background.
Yeah.
That, and they were like, we're going to sell these as toys for certain.
Yeah.
And those guys ended up being like the star of the show. Interesting. I think. Those guys ended up being like what people liked more than the Steve Carell guy.
Interesting.
And as a result of that, the following, the subsequent films in the Despicable series
are all about Mimians. Ended
up focusing on those Mimians. Bonking each other on the head.
And they have infinite stories because they're all individual Mimians.
Yeah.
And they all have their own story arc.
And they're going around bonking each other on the head. And they're having a great time while they do it.
Yeah.
No one's getting hurt for real.
My favorite Mimians thing was the Fall Guys.
Me too, man. I forgot why we started talking about the Minions.
Why did we start talking about that?
Damn, that's bonkers.
Anyway.
All right, well. Oh, because we were talking about what the ride was. What's the slime?
Right.
Wow. Woo! The gears are still turning, Mom.
So funny if we get to know history rooms on this episode.
So goodbye, history room. All right, let's talk about an Italian soccer coach singing Nickelback. Is that the story?
Yeah, that
that's the story
that.
We ended on that we didn't do? All right. If you watched the video version, I think you saw us.
The aftermath. I told Leah to put it.
Okay, good. So yeah, like those of you that listened, I'm sure were pretty confused.
Yeah.
But if you watch the video version, you can see us kind of decide if we're doing it. Like my finger was over the stop button and Mike smacked it.
I remember. Oh, so funny to be in the Reddit and be like, was this on purpose? It just sounds kind of like an unnatural.
And then it just shows us being cartoon characters.
Fuck, that's so funny. Thank you, Leah.
The real Minions were the ones of
hovering over the button
side. There goes a Minion. What's he doing? He's up to no good. He's stealing grandma's important heart medicine.
The Minion's unplugging all the machines in the hospital. He's really kind of bonking around.
This guy's starting a fire in the orphanage. That's pretty funny.
This Minion tied my mom's sleep apnea machine in a knot.
This Minion is just stabbing my dad in the kidney.
That Minion took a baby and he's on the roof.
All right, let's get to this. Let's do some ads. That's great. Is it time? It is time. All right, let's do some ads. Mayor, I need your help, man. We're losing it over here.
What's going on?
I'm telling you, we got the giggles big time, Mayor. You ever get the giggles, Mayor? Okay, he's gone. You know, he decides. He decides what he wants to do. What he do.
Yeah, and sometimes he'll call you a bunch of times afterwards and not say
he's
anything.
He's very important. He's a very important guy. Oh, it can happen at any moment. Holy hell, I'm in heaven. This is the beach day. Time to go. Gotta go to the beach, Mike.
Let's go to the beach.
Guys, honey is delicious, scrumptious, and comes from the earth.
Oh, wait a minute. That's not the honey I'm trying to talk about. I'm talking about honey.
I wish I could cut to that. We need like 9 cameras in here.
Oh, God.
That would be a fun next evolution of the show, Mike.
To have 9 cameras in here?
And like a team, like someone's on a switchboard. Like, yeah. Kevin's on a switchboard. Yeah.
Yes.
And he can cut live to like close-ups and stuff.
That is the evolution.
Right?
Oh.
Guys, PayPal Honey is what I'm talking about. And today's episode is sponsored by PayPal Honey, the easy way to save when shopping on your iPhone or computer.
Drink it like you love it.
Drink it like you've been walking through a desert.
Whew.
Guys, this is just really an off the rails episode today. My goodness. It's the deodorant. I knew it. Mike, have you been feeling
this? This is how you are, you know, when you don't have deodorant.
Have you been?
Is that what's happening?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. Mike, have you been feeling the impact of inflation?
Yeah.
What's the craziest price hike you've noticed? Eggs?
Eggs. Yeah. I'd say it was eggs.
What about gas?
Eggs and gas. Gas?
Gas. Is prices have gone up. We've seen it. I see it. I see it even when the lights are off. And I'll tell you, man, with those high prices, how does it feel whenever you do find a deal, Mike? When you find some kind of deal in these trying times, this is economic Armageddon.
We're in economic times right now.
It's
the worst themed restaurant I've ever been to in my life.
Economic times. I'm telling you, it's a relief to me, Mike. I'm very happy when I find a deal. In fact, I seek out deals exclusively now.
You're telling me you've been seeking out deals?
Ever since I've discovered deals, I seek them out exclusively now.
Where were you the first time you heard about a deal?
I knew where I was. I was camping.
Oh, okay.
My friend said he got a good deal. And I freaked out. I lost it. I'm like, wait a minute, I've been buying stuff deals?
I ran so far into the woods.
I got scared. I ran straight in the woods. But thanks to Honey, searching for deals, searching for deals and coupon codes is a thing of the past. Because Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Isn't that nice, Grammy? Grammy Award winning singer Janet Jackson. Does she want a Grammy? Probably, huh?
Janet. I hope so.
Dude, do you remember the malfunction?
Yeah.
We got to talk about it.
No one's talked about that, really.
No one talks about it. Okay, so how's this Honey thing work? Let's get down to beeswax. I'll tell you, imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button appears, and all you gotta do is click apply coupons. You wait a few seconds as Honey searches for those coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, guess what? You're gonna watch the prices drop. We're talking deals. We are talking deals. We're talking deals.
Hey! You gotta watch it. You gotta watch the show everywhere it's available to get all the jokes.
My goodness. And that's how it works. It's so easy, guys. Mike bought some memory cards using Honey and yes. got a great deal.
Yes, and portable hard drives as well.
My goodness. You don't need those other competitors like beep, 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 and beep, beep, beep. And guess what, guys? Honey doesn't just work on desktop. No, sir. It works on your iPhone, too. Just activate it on Safari on your phone and save on the go. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you're doing yourself a solid and you're supporting the DB baby boys.
You talk. Dude, I've never seen you make that. That's so funny. It's like when your dad shaves his mustache for the first time. Oh my god.
Damn.
Yeah, sex is great, but you ever see your friend make a new face?
After years of the same faces? Of the same face? So guys, so get PayPal Honey. This is an ad. Get PayPal Honey for free. At joinhoney.com/banter. That's joinhoney.com/banter. Thank you, Honey. Holy shit. One down, seven to go. Yeah, Squarespace. Yeah. Squarespace. Guys, I'll tell you, Mike Falzone has a website, and if you go to it and look at it at MikeFalzone.com, you will see what a Squarespace website can look like.
But then if you're looking at that and you're like, I want my own website, you can go in and choose one of their award-winning templates and make a beautiful, stunning website with no prior knowledge of HTML or any of that like fancy-smancy coding language. And you can make a site look however you want, super professional. If you have artwork you want to put up, if you have clients that you need to talk to, you could do it and look professional from day one.
That's right. And it works on your phone. You could do it right in your dirty bed.
Make a professional, award-winning website without leaving your dirty bed.
No more family.
Okay. Sure, buddy. And Squarespace has all the tools you need to make a website, isn't that right? Isn't it right? Guys, we know that maybe you want to showcase some of your work as an artist. Maybe you want to show off things you've made or done or said, and you know, or maybe you want pictures of your family up as like a family album online that anyone in your family can access from their cell phone while they're on the toilet.
Give mom what she wants this Christmas. A family website online that she can access from her phone on the toilet.
On the toilet. And that's it, dude. That's as easy as it is. It's a website. You can make one. Don't you want a website? You've been thinking about it already. Just do it. At squarespace.com. You'll get a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, you go to squarespace.com/banter to save 10% off. Someone opened the window in the spaceship. You save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by going to squarespace.com/banter. And I'll tell you guys, you might want to check it out, okay? Because we love Squarespace up in here.
Thank you, Squarespace. The guys in the van getting tired of playing this song.
Tushy! Guys, France gave us B-Days. And Hello Tushy gave us Astille Day. Did you know about this?
No.
Props to the French inventing all of our favorite things. Ménage à toi. Ay, caramba! That's two people in bed for one!
Don't be an idiot.
I just won 250,000.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking.
Guys, I'll tell you, don't worry, you're still American. Oh, you know what else the French invented that we love?
Toast.
Baguettes.
Baguette.
And B-Days.
Birthdays?
B-Days. I said. And don't make me say it again.
Dude, I'm going to tell you right now, we have a lot of fun on this show, but the Toshi Bidet has changed my entire life. Absolutely. To the point where it's a huge, noticeable difference, pet peeve, every time I go somewhere that doesn't have a bidet.
This is serious business.
They gave me a travel bidet, one of those rubber things. You ever get one of those?
Yeah, it's great.
And I need it. Took it with me to Austin so I can clean all the BBQ out of my bottom. Time. My bottom.
You be
the
be,
hole. That's be, it's like your mouth, but it's like bizarro mouth. You guys know what I'm talking about.
We're talking about bottom mouth.
Every time you're at a hotel, you're going to get so used to Tushy and how it's changed your life for the better.
Absolutely.
It's like just taking a shower up your ass.
And it doesn't matter if you're not French because you're because you're still American even if you're freshly bidet but identifies as French.
Don't worry about this making you too French.
Look, it's time we brought this relationship to the next level, okay? We want water up your butt. And we're gonna get it.
And we won't stop until we get it.
Because, guys, with over 100,000 five-star reviews, you can see why millions of real pooping humans already love Hello Tushy B-Day. Every Hello Tushy bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. What, you can't take the heat? You can't take it? You need to take it back?
You can take back the
heat. You're gonna take back the bidet, dude. You're gonna take back that bidet. After you tried it, you're like, this feels icky. I don't want it.
Never. That's stupid. I don't think that's ever happened.
Never. And that's why they have such a great risk-free guarantee, because we know once you try a bidet, you're never, ever, ever going to want to sit on a caveman's toilet again. Hello Tushy Bidet cleans your bum with a fresh stream of water that's two times better than wiping and prevents poo particles from spreading to your hands and everything you touch.
They've done research and it's exactly two times better than wiping.
And it attaches to your existing toilet. It requires no electricity or additional plumbing, and it cuts toilet paper use by 80%, you guys. A Hello Tushy Bidet pays for itself in under a year.
It's my favorite thing. Sometimes I'll go on there and I won't have to poop. I'll just do the bidet and I'll sit on it for like an hour and a half.
And just spray it up. Just sit on the water. Feel like I'm at a water fountain and I'm the statue I've always wanted to be.
You ever seen a cartoon character crash into a fire hydrant and then they're sitting on the fire hydrant and they're like, yeah, what is happening? Like,
whoa!
Yeah, that's you.
For about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So guys, broaden your booty hygiene this Asteel Day with 25% off all Hello Tushy bidets. You go to hellotushy.com/banter and use that promo code banter on your first order. The sale ends July 19th. That's hellotushy.com/banter. All right. That's enough. Oh yeah, do you remember the mishap, the malfunction, when the titty boob,
yeah, uh-huh.
Whole boob with nipple out?
Yeah,
I was reading about that this morning.
Was it the
morning?
Anniversary? Yesterday? No, Super Bowl.
And people were like, "Man, fuck Justin Timberlake for not like
standing up for her
when that happened," and she took the blame and she was blacklisted pretty much from.
For having a boob.
Industry for having a boob.
God
forbid. Everybody swears that it was like not meant to happen, or it was meant to happen, or there was like another piece that was supposed to be there and they accidentally ripped off the whole thing.
Whoa.
But Janet Jackson swears up and down that it was meant to go that way. It's just that the audience reaction was not what they were expecting. The audience went like, "You can't do that in front of our children."
Did she have a pasty on, or was it a nipple?
She had a pasty.
Oh, yeah. I bet it was totally.
Totally bland, right? Yeah, uh-huh. Why else do you have like an ornate pastry? What's the name of the episode?
Yeah. She had a Cinnabon on her.
An ornate
rips
pastry.
Off her bra and there's a Cinnabon.
But there was a documentary where Janet Jackson admits that she told Justin Timberlake, like asked him to not involve himself in the discourse.
Oh, word?
Yeah. Hmm. So she kind of like saved his career a little bit, I guess.
Why wouldn't
allowing
you just
him
say...
to kind of just completely wash his hands of the ordeal.
Hmm.
I know. It's interesting because it was at a time where like that was a big deal. Like millions of Americans were watching the Super Bowl, and then you're going to put like a nipple on TV?
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
Dude, it's very weird to, because like if I'm Justin Timberlake, I'm like, we're performing together.
Right.
We're a team.
This is us. Yeah. But, you know, but I think they were given an ultimatum that was like, you either admit that this happened or you're going to be like blacklisted from the industry.
Hmm.
So I don't know, man. And a lot of this is kind of like, you know, rumor mill stuff too. But what is true is that she, even though Justin Timberlake was pretty quiet when it happened and didn't support Janet Jackson's decision to do that on live TV.
Yeah.
You know, that she asked him to back away from it.
Interesting.
To distance himself from it so that he could have a career.
Great.
She kind of fell on the sword.
What do you think of this Jonah Hill thing? Do you think of the Jonah Hill thing? Or are you just making noises? You don't give a shit.
Kevin's stomach hurts.
You hate to see it.
Kevin's hungry.
Kevin's like, you hate to see the show go on longer.
You hate to see them never get to that history road. You know what, man? my honest opinion on that situation is uh-huh. it's kind of okay, two sides.
Yeah.
These are my two feelings. These are my feelings on both sides. For Jonah Hill, it's like, dude, come on. Aren't you like an old man now? Like you should know better than to jump into a relationship where someone has been like doing all of this for a long time, and then you try to like prevent them from doing things.
You try to change it after.
Try to change it afterwards, sure. Like before you discuss boundaries or whatever, before the relationship starts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And number two, we shouldn't know any of this.
Oh, 110%.
It's insane that we can just read these like personal texts meant for one person
to
see.
You could read somebody's personal text and then everyone on the internet is like, you're a piece of shit.
And has their two cents and yeah. shit. And is like, here's how I feel about it. Just because this person decided to completely breach like a personal contract you yeah. have with someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's, could you imagine? It's an insane invasion of privacy.
I really think to be fair about it, it's like, it's everyone's text or nobody's text.
Totally.
It's like, how do you go We're online and shit. Say you're the absolute biggest piece of shit without having all of your shit out
right.
there? You've always said perfect shit to people.
Right. But like, he can't, like Jonah Hill can't be like, well, here's her text. Cause then it yeah. would look petty and stupid.
Right.
And look, on the one hand, it's like, I'm all for a movement where there are examples made of men or people or persons who decide to try to manipulate someone in a relationship mm-hmm. before discussing boundaries and having those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all for the acknowledgement and utilizing a moment to make an example out of that so that future persons can see how that behavior is not good.
Didn't he end that by saying, this is just me.
Sure.
I don't remember what the quote was, but didn't he end it by saying like, if you don't want this, that's all good, but we won't be together.
Yeah. But it was like real manipulate-y stuff. Like, you know, like if we're digging into like the specifics, it's like really hard to be an outside viewer of this, like,
uh-huh.
conversation that was meant for just these two people. And it's like, we don't know any of the context of like any of this shit. You know, you could throw out texts that show that you have a generally manipulative partner and show the proof of that and say, this is what manipulation from a partner looks like,
mm-hmm.
and be like, that's it, right? And utilize that as a way to like warn people of manipulative, you know, people that manipulate people,
which could then also be a manipulative thing if you don't know the whole story.
I mean, and it's like for and again, like I am totally for someone coming out and saying, this is what a manipulative relationship looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Stay away from shit like this. But when you're like, now we've got pages and pages of like intimate messages that like keep coming out, like this person keeps releasing like new messages between me and celebrity that you're interested in.
Mm.
And it feels really icky now.
You don't even need the TMZ.
No, it just anymore. Feels like she's just like, might as well dump out every text you've ever had at this point. Because now you're just like in the territory of like, why are you releasing this?
Yeah.
Like if you want us to know that he's a piece of shit, sure. Maybe he's like needs a lot of growing up to do when like dealing with relationships and boundaries and things like that. But do we need to
Wasn't
know
that? Wasn't
that
like, was, though? Wasn't he just like, these are my boundaries?
Yeah, but it was like deep into the relationship. And it was like, he would like continually say things like, you can't post pictures of yourself in bikinis and stuff. Even though she was a surf instructor before she met him.
Yeah.
And she was like, that's her job, you right. know? So,
that's a little weird to meet somebody in a way. It's like the people who get into a relationship with stand-ups and then they're like, I don't like that you're out every night.
And
like,
well,
I was a stand-up when
us.
You met me type.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Or
yeah.
that you're talking about our relationship or whatever.
Yeah.
Totally. And look,
it really is just nobody's business.
And it's okay if you're someone that doesn't want to be with someone that posts photos of themselves in like a bikini or whatever on the internet.
Yeah.
There are people out there that agree with that and want to be with someone who has that opinion and thought and wants that.
Dude, do you remember hotornot.com?
Is that what Facebook was?
Is that what that
was?
Was
Facebook?
So there was a website where you would just like click through
nameless people. Yeah, that was Facebook.
And just rate everybody.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend at the time in high school posted pictures that I took of her on hotornot.com. And I was like, why do you need...
She just wanted to see.
Yeah. Like, why do you need that? And I was bummed out about that because I felt like if I took the pictures, at least I would be like, at least she would like run it by me. Also, that was a time when the internet was like, that was like baby internet.
Dude, that was like basically the beginning of social media.
Yeah, judging people on the internet.
Because that it was like, I want people to see me.
Yeah.
And give me their thoughts on me.
Right. Uh-huh.
And so it became, that's like the start of social media. Like social media is kind of,
I think it was a seven, by the way.
For sure. Yeah. But social media is definitely like the success of social media is rooted, I think, from
validation.
People wanting to be validated uh-huh. and seen.
Attention and validation. Yeah. And we all want that. If we're being honest, some of us a lot more than others.
And we just need to realize we can't all have that.
Yeah.
Some of us deserve it.
We deserve it, me and you, but you can't have
that. You can't have that.
Kevin?
Kevin, you can't have that. Mark says, an Italian soccer coach sings Nickelback.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.